for just a moment. If you have your Bibles with you, I'm going to ask you to open up with me, if you would. I've got the 10:45 message out here, to the Gospel of John, chapter 10. The Gospel of John, chapter 10. We're going to read verses 11 through 18. We're going to be speaking this morning on the subject of the Good Shepherd. Of the Good Shepherd. And I want to ask you this morning, who's your shepherd? Who is it that you desire to emulate your life after? Who is it that you are following? Or let me put it this way, that you desire to follow. And then I want to ask you this, and I want you to be honest way down on the inside, and that question is this: now, who are you following? Who are you following? If you would look at the things that transpire in your life, the way that circumstances come together, how you respond, how you react, all of those things, who are you following? Let's look at this. The Gospel of John, chapter 10, beginning our reading at verse 11, reading through verse 18. This is Jesus speaking. You'll notice that if you have a red letter edition Bible. If you don't, it'll be in quotes if you go up a little higher and if you go down a little lower. All right? Notice what Jesus says here. He says, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hireling and not a shepherd, who is not the owner of the sheep, beholds the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he's a hireling and is not concerned about the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my own, and my own know me. Even as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep, which are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they shall hear my voice, and they shall become one flock with one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. No one has taken it away from me, but I lay it down on my own initiative. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This commandment I received from my Father." Let's pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, it's with great joy that we come to this passage of Scripture today. Because in this particular passage, we understand that the Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ Himself, is the one who leads our steps, who gives us guidance and direction, who opens us up in a unique fashion. And Lord, You are the one who is faithful to us. Now, teach us to be faithful to You in all things, and we'll give You thanks and praise, for it's in Your awesome and holy and glorious name that we pray. Amen. I want to share with you out of this passage five things. I want to share with you the faithful one, the fake one, the Father's ones, the future ones, and the favored one. And so let's look at these five elements as they are brought out in this particular passage. First of all, the faithful one. Jesus quickly describes who is the Good Shepherd. And who does He say the Good Shepherd is? He is. That's right. He is the Good Shepherd. To quote Him, He said, "I am the Good Shepherd." Now, Jesus, by acknowledging that, is demonstrating that if I am the Good Shepherd, others must be the bad shepherds. Right? Now, what is He talking about here? He's talking about preachers and churches. No, He's not. No, He's not. What is He talking about here? Well, he's talking about other religions. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. And he is talking about, in his day, how the people followed a lot of different stuff and a lot of different areas and a lot of different religions and a lot of different beliefs and a lot of different philosophies. But they weren't following the truth. And so he's here to clarify who the good shepherd is. He says, I am the good shepherd. I'm going to tell you something, folks. He is the only good shepherd that we must follow. He is the only one who can give us life. He is the only one who can give us salvation. He is the only one who can give us genuine peace down deep in our souls. He is the only one that we must follow if we are to have safety, if we are to have love, if we are to have peace, if we are to have life. Jesus Christ is the one to follow. In all things, He is the one to follow. All right? Notice that. He is the faithful one. He will never lead you astray. Never lead you astray. Say that with me. He will never leave me astray. Say it. He will never lead me astray. Who won't lead you astray? Jesus. He will never lead you astray. He will never lead me astray. But I got to stay attached. I have to stay faithful. I have to stay open. I have to stay obedient. I have to remain faithful to Him. Because what happens is as soon as I begin to step outside of the faithful one's voice range, and we're going to look at that in a minute. When I step outside of the faithful one's voice range, I can be led all different kinds of directions. And I'll follow all kinds of different things. That's how philosophies go crazy. That's how compromise comes within the church. That's how we get all of these different beliefs and how people will just get into that crazy, crazy stuff that they call Christianity, but it doesn't match with what Jesus has taught. He is the good shepherd. He will never lead us astray. He will correct us and draw us back. He will never lead us astray. The second thing I want you to notice here is that there is a fake one, or if you will, fake ones. Look at verses 12 and 13. He who is a hireling and not a shepherd, who is not the owner of the sheep, beholds the wolf coming, and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hireling and not concerned about the sheep. Now, I looked at this for a long time, and I have come to the conclusion that Jesus here is talking about more than people. But he is talking about what the sheep will follow. And as he is talking about this, we can safely place in this all different types of things that people chase, but they're not exactly what Jesus is directing. They will chase popularity. They will chase wealth. They will be led astray by vain philosophies. They will be led astray by all different types of things. And you know what? None of those things cares about you as an individual. They're not concerned whatsoever. And there are people that fit in that category too. They're not concerned about your eternal soul. I think of a guy named Jim Jones. You remember Jim Jones? The whole Guyana tragedy? 900 and some people commit suicide for this man. That man was not concerned about their souls. He was a hireling. He was a hireling. You remember the news media's affectionately calling the wacko in Waco? False teachings, false voice, a false witness, and hundreds died following the wrong shepherd. And so there are people that we look in this realm as well. And if you look at various types of world religions, there was a guy named, I don't know if he's even still alive now, Sun Young Moon, Pastor Homer. Is Sun Young Moon still alive? You say he is, you say you don't think he is. You know, I really don't know if Sun Young Moon is still alive or not, but I'll tell you what he is. He's a false teacher. He's a false prophet. He is a hireling. He is a false shepherd. And so you see, there are all kinds of things that can direct us away from the basic elementary teachings of Jesus Christ. And Jesus is referring here to all of those things, and he is warning the people, I am the good shepherd. I lay down my life for the sheep. The hireling runs. He runs. He is not concerned about your eternal soul or your eternal destiny. And so, you see, there is fake shepherds out there in various realms. Psychology, philosophy, false religions, all of these things are fake shepherds. Now, notice third, I want you to notice the Father's ones. Look at verses 14 and 15. He said, I am, and he's repeating this, I am the good shepherd, and I know my own, and my own, what? Know me. And my own know me. Even as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Jesus says, look, I am my Father's. My Father knows me. Therefore, those who know me and are a part of my fold, a part of my flock, they are the Father's as well. That's why I've come. I've come as the good shepherd to bring people to the Father. That's why I've come. And it's important, folks, that we understand that we attach to the good shepherd, Jesus Christ, because only He can give us life and make us one with the Father. No man can do that. No philosophy can do that. No religion can do that. Only Jesus can make us the Father's ones. Only Him. There's no other way to have life but through Jesus Christ. A mainline denomination here just about 4 or 5 years ago now, and I can't remember exactly when, put together a study group because they want to study and see if there's any other way to have eternal life so that they don't have to go through Jesus. Now, this is a mainline denomination. A denomination that is over 8 million strong in these United States, not including their world outreach. Is there some other way other than Jesus? Should that even be studied?
No.
No, it shouldn't. Shouldn't even be studied. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. No other way. He is the good shepherd. He is the shepherd that brings life and makes us the Father's ones. Now, I want you to notice what Jesus is blowing these guys away with as we look at verse 16. And I've heard so many people argue over this, and it's really so simple. Theologians struggle with this. Verse 16 says this, and I have other sheep. And I have other sheep, which are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they shall hear my voice, and they shall become one flock with one shepherd. You know who he's talking about? He's talking about us. That's who he's talking about. He's not talking about other religions. He's not talking about other saviors. He's not talking about any other thing other than the fact that there is going to be the establishment of the church. It's going to happen on the day of Pentecost, where there's going to be great expansion, where people are going to come to the good shepherd, the true shepherd, not the fake ones that they've been following, but they're going to come to Christ. And then because of them and their witness then, and their outreach, they're going to bring in those dreaded Gentiles. And they're going to be a part. All under one shepherd. You see, he uses here language that is of a future tense. They shall hear my voice. They shall follow me. And you see, that's going to be a moment in time that's going to be future, whether it's near future or whether it's far future. But they're going to be a part of the fold of God. They're going to be a part of the shepherd, of the sheep that are going to be attached to one shepherd. And that shepherd is the good shepherd. And so here we are, 2,000 years down the road, and every individual that becomes a believer in Jesus Christ and a follower of His is considered a part of the flock of Christ. Not those who attach to Buddhism, not those who attach to Hinduism, not those who attach to the Muslim faith, not those who attach to any other religion, but only those who attach to Jesus Christ through faith in Him. But they no longer have to be Jew. They can be Gentile. They can be anyone. They don't have to be white. They can be black, purple, green, orange, or camel like Andrew. You know, it doesn't matter what color. They're a part of His flock if they come by faith to Jesus. He is the good shepherd. He will lead us into deeper and deeper faith. And then notice, finally, the favored one. Look at verses 17 and 18. He says, for this reason. For what reason? For the reason that He has just given us. They shall hear my voice. They shall become one flock with one shepherd. In other words, they're going to be all one with us. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life for the sheep. and I take it up again. No one has taken it away from me. My life can no one take, but I lay it down on my own initiative. Why? Because I have authority. Jesus Christ has authority. He had the authority to lay down his life. He had the authority to raise from the dead. He is God. No one else has that authority. The commandment, this commandment, I received from my Father. Folks, Jesus Christ is the Good Shepherd. Follow Him. Follow Him. Listen to His voice, for He will never lead you astray. Listen for Him to give you direction. How do you do that? By reading His Word, by praying, by opening yourself up to His direction in your life. He is the Good Shepherd. He'll never lead you astray. Man will lead you astray, but Jesus won't. Follow Jesus. Let's stand. I want to thank you for being here today. I want to thank you for just being you. Now I'd like you to be the best you can be. And that's being Jesus. Follow Him. And He'll guide your every step. Shall we pray? Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your love for us. We thank You for Your grace and for Your care. Lord, we thank You for the way that You move in our lives. And Lord, right this very moment, I feel strongly impressed to lift up before You Rosie Chase and David Popovich, who are going through physical struggles and issues. Lord, I lift them up and I pray that You would heal them, that You would touch them, that You would help them, that You would encourage them, that You would bring them great strength, that You would increase their faith, that You would help them to just trust in You in every moment. And Lord, everyone that ministers to them and their physical needs, we pray for Your anointing to rest upon them, to give them wisdom, to give them discernment, to give them Your eyes, to give them Your hands, to give them Your touch, that they may know when to proceed and when to back off. And so, Lord, we lift all of these up before You and pray for Your great grace to wash over them. And now, Father, the remainder of this day, may Your Spirit fill us to overflowing with great hope, with great anticipation. Jesus, I myself look forward to Your return. And so, Lord, perhaps today You'll come back. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Now watch over us. Give us guidance and direction should You desire to tarry. For it's in Your glorious and holy name we pray, and all of God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for being here. God bless you. Have a great day in Jesus.